Ottawa. The latest developments on U.S. President Joe Biden's visit to Ottawa with First Lady Jill Biden on Friday. All times Eastern. 2:35 p.m. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says U.S. President Joe Biden is a true friend to Canada, during an introduction before Biden's address to Parliament. Speaking to the House of Commons, Trudeau says, "Make no mistake, these are serious times." Trudeau discusses the need for both Canada and the United States to maintain their support of Ukraine, which Russia invaded in February 2022. He points to a woman in the gallery who Trudeau says left Ukraine a decade ago, saying she worries about her loved ones still living there. 2:30 p.m. The House of Commons gives a standing ovation to U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden as they enter the chamber. Biden waves to some in the gallery and takes a seat beside Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He is first welcomed by Commons Speaker Anthony Rota. 2:24 p.m. The House of Commons gave a standing ovation to Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig, two Canadians who were imprisoned in China for more than 1,000 days. MPs were on their feet for nearly a minute while the two men and their partners nodded back and smiled. Kovrig and Spavor are among guests packed into the gallery to see U.S. President Joe Biden speak, and they stood while the house erupted into applause. At one point, Spavor could be seen saying, "Wow." 2:04 p.m. Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig, two Canadians whom China imprisoned for more than 1,000 days, are among guests in the House of Commons to hear U.S. President Joe Biden speak. This marks their first public appearance since they were released in 2021. Also waiting to hear from Biden include Assembly of First Nations National Chief Roseanne Archibald, ambassadors, senators and other special guests. 1:40 p.m. Former Liberal Prime Minister Jean Chrétien says he's not convinced foreign interference is a major problem in Canada. Chrétien was speaking to reporters on Parliament Hill as he waited to hear U.S. President Joe Biden address the House of Commons. Allegations of Chinese meddling in Canada's election hang over the visit, but Chrétien says former Governor General David Johnston, who was recently appointed as a special rapporteur on the issue, should yield answers. Chrétien says Trudeau should convince the Americans to stop protectionist policies by demonstrating the deep economic ties between Canada and the U.S. and the trade deals that commit to collaboration. 1:27 p.m. The House of Commons is slowly filling up with guests of the Prime Minister and members of Parliament from all parties. Biden is set to deliver a speech to Parliament this afternoon, becoming the ninth president to do so. Notable people in attendance at Parliament include former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien and former Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty. 12:20 p.m. Sophie Grégoire Trudeau guided First Lady Jill Biden into the National Gallery of Canada. Biden told Grégoire Trudeau that she just needed a moment to take in the glass ceilings at the gallery's entrance, and paused before they were led into an exhibit of works by Canadian female artists. As they toured the exhibit, Grégoire Trudeau told Biden about the importance of Emily Carr, one of the featured artists, to Canadian art. The two are expected to have a private lunch at the gallery following their tour. 12:32 p.m. U.S. President Joe Biden and his accompanying officials and secretaries are meeting with a contingent of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's cabinet and staff. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly and Trade Minister Mary Ng joined Trudeau, as well as his National Security and Intelligence Advisor, Jody Thomas. Joining Biden are State Secretary Antony Blinken, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Media were welcomed into the West Bloc Cabinet Room, where the leaders and officials were seated around a long oval table, to briefly observe the start of the meeting. 12:03 p.m. People all over downtown Ottawa paused to wave or pull out their phone and take a video as Jill Biden's motorcade whizzed by. The First Lady and Sophie Gregoire Trudeau were in separate vehicles as 19 cars traveled from the Rideau Curling Club to the National Gallery of Canada. People stepped out of shops onto the sidewalks to watch and wave. 11:57 a.m. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada has no greater friend and ally than the United States. Trudeau made the remark at the start of his meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden. Trudeau says both have been working closely on building strong economies, fighting climate change and dealing with a changing geopolitical security context. Biden says the U.S. is lucky to have Canada next door and there is no fundamental difference in the democratic values shared by both countries. He says the pair have a lot to talk about and anticipate accomplishing a lot. 11:52 a.m. Green leader Elizabeth May pulled from her pocket a chocolate bar with bright yellow wrapping that said peace in white text, and handed it to the president, who seemed delighted. Biden and Trudeau signed a large book with gold-rimmed pages, flanked by parliamentary officials including the two speakers. They went down a hallway toward Trudeau's office. 11:45 a.m. U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are greeted by a welcoming party on as they arrive on Parliament Hill. The group includes Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh and other opposition party leaders. Poilievre introduces himself to Biden as the leader of His Majesty's loyal opposition, and then Biden reacts to his use of the word, loyal. Poilievre says that in Canada, being in opposition is an act of loyalty. 11:40 a.m. A helicopter buzzes above as the presidential motorcade slowly drives by Parliament Hill near the Centennial Flame towards West Block. The motorcade is more than a dozen vehicles long, and one of two black Cadillacs with flags on it is holding the president. A small group of supporters took photos and held signs as it went by at a turtle's pace. 11:18 a.m. Jill Biden and Sophie Gregoire Trudeau sat down at a big, round table in the lounge of the Rideau Curling Club with several high school students who are involved in various sports, introducing themselves and joking that the teens were missing school. Gregoire Trudeau spoke to them enthusiastically about the importance of learning about their physical and mental limits, and asked the students to share their experiences with sports and mental health. She listened attentively while a teenage girl explained the importance of gymnastics to her, as Jill Biden pulled out a notebook and pen and started writing. Biden told the kids she feels a sense of calm when she begins to exercise, and the teens nodded that they feel the same. 11 a.m. Sophie Gregoire Trudeau greeted the First Lady with a warm hug at the Rideau Curling Club before heading out into the chilly arena, where two dozen curlers were practicing their sport. Shouts from the ice went quiet, and Jill Biden and Gregoire Trudeau thanked the players for having them, both exclaiming that they love sports. Gregoire Trudeau spoke about the importance of sports to mental health before practice resumed and a representative from the club offered them a short primer on the game and how it's played. Both women stayed off the ice as they greeted players. 10:49 a.m. Helicopters and drones are flying above Parliament Hill now as security ramps up ahead of Biden's arrival. At least three teams of snipers are looking on from the tops of surrounding buildings. Vehicles have stopped circulating on the hill itself, and more teams of officers and police vehicles are stationing themselves near the president's expected route. 10:32 a.m. Wellington Street, directly in front of Parliament Hill, is crawling with police and media. Large teams of police are stationed along the street, while eight officers on horseback make their way along the road, which has been closed to traffic since the Freedom Convoy, a year ago. A small group of about two dozen people is stationed on Parliament Hill, some of them holding a large sign that reads, "Welcome to Canada." A single protester associated with the Freedom Convoy is holding a large Canadian flag in front of the hill. 10:30 a.m. The two Canadians who were imprisoned in China for nearly 3 years will be in attendance today as Biden addresses Parliament. Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig will also attend the gala dinner tonight. It will be the first public appearance for the two since they were released by China in September 2021, after spending more than 1,000 days in prison. Ukraine's ambassador in Canada, as well as ambassadors from the European Union and other G7 countries, are also on the guest list for the address, as are a Ukrainian immigrant to Canada and workers from several Canadian companies, including steel giant Dofasco and rare earth elements mining company Cheetah Resources. 10:05 a.m. Two university students from the state of Virginia who were jogging in front of the Parliament buildings had no idea their president was in town, and they were unfazed by the heavy police presence. The two men were more interested in snapping photos of the architecture than they were of catching a glimpse of their president. They declined to give their names, but expressed annoyance that the security detail made them change their scenic running route. An hour before the president is set to arrive on Parliament Hill, the area remains void of crowds. 9:48 a.m. Carla Marcel is visiting Ottawa from the Czech Republic, and while her trip aligns with the president's visit, she has another man on her mind, her son. Although Biden is just around the corner from her, Carla says she's here to see her son Marcel play hockey. She says she has no plans to try to catch a glimpse of Biden, noting her country's president is much younger. She adds that it feels just like any other, normal, day. 9:35 a.m. Sparks Street, the pedestrian walkway that runs parallel to Wellington Street and Parliament Hill, was quiet this morning ahead of U.S. President Joe Biden's arrival. Some businesses along the street frequented by tourists chose not to open in anticipation of their street closing later today. A worker at the Ottawa Bike Cafe says it's not really exciting to be working today despite the pomp and circumstance around Biden's visit. She says it feels just like any other day. A slow start for morning customers. 9:30 a.m. Canada and the United States have already agreed in principle to fortify immigration rules that have led to a spike in the number of people slipping across their shared border in order to claim asylum in Canada. The rules currently allow either country to turn back asylum seekers from outside the U.S. or Canada who try to make a claim at an official entry point. The changes would extend those rules to cover unofficial crossings too. A draft order posted today in the U.S. Federal Register describing details of the proposed supplement to the existing Safe Third Country Agreement, as it's known, says it would take effect Saturday. That supplement, known as the Additional Protocol of 2022, would extend the STCA's application to individuals who cross between the official points of entry along the U.S.-Canada shared border, including certain bodies of water. 9:05 a.m. There is a heavy security presence stationed around Parliament Hill, including from the Mounties, the Parliamentary Protective Service and local police ahead of U.S. President Joe Biden's visit. Dozens of officers line Wellington Street in front of Parliament Hill, which has been closed to most vehicles since last winter's Freedom Convoy protests, and nearby intersections. Members of the public wishing to access Parliament Hill and visit the Centennial Flame are being directed to a security tent before entering. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 24, 2023. The Canadian Press. President Joe Biden take part in a meeting on Parliament Hill, in Ottawa, Friday, March 24, 2023. The Canadian Press, Sean Kilpatrick to